today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Mem Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Dalid, and we had just seen that if a person goes ahead and accepts a fast on Erev Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch was of the opinion that one would have to, if he doesn't specify, he would have to fast until Seis HaKochavim, even though he already davened and accepted Shabbos earlier than Seis HaKochavim. Unless, of course, he made a condition prior to the acceptance of the fast that he would only be fasting until the onset of Shabbos. Or if he wanted to, he could also even make a stipulation that he's fasting only until after Mincha. And now we continue on in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh omrim delo yashlim. There are those that are cholik, and they hold it no matter what. A fast does not continue on. You do not continue the fast up until Seis HaKochavim, even though normally during the week, Stam acceptance of the fast is until Seis HaKochavim. On Shabbos, it's only going to be until you daven on Shabbos and you accept Shabbos. Once you daven on Shabbos, then the fast is over. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this opinion of the Yesh Omrim is going to be whether it's a Tainus Yachid, where you accepted the fast upon yourself, or even if it's a Tainus Sibur. The same would be true that if it's a Tainus, like for example, Asara B'Teves, it would be only until Shabbos, not until Seis HaKochavim. And that's Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Let's just read the Ramah again. Yesh Omrim Delo Yashlim. You did not continue on in the fast until Seis HaKochavim. Ela Miyad Sheyaitzim Beisak Neses Yochal. But rather, as soon as you leave davening and you come home, you can already eat. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Omrim Delo. Hi Yesh Omrim. This Yesh Omrim. Sfira Lehu is of the opinion that the Bain B'Tainus Yachid, whether you're dealing with a Tainus of an individual or whether it's a Tainus Sibur, Bain Tainus Sibur could go on Asara B'Teves, Shechal Be'er Shabbos, Asara B'Teves can't fall out on a Friday. Lo Yisaneh, you should not fast, Vakacha Yeseh B'Zakneses, you should only fast up until you leave Shul. To us, Kvar Kiblu Shabbos Latzvila, because you already accepted Shabbos in Tfila, Shem Ispalim, that you're allowed to daven already Shabbos, Miplaga Mincha Ve'Elech, from Plaga Mincha on. Who when is Plaga Mincha, who Miyur Aleph shows Chaser Revi'a Ve'Elech, and this is 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day, Vashos Heinz Manios, and Vashos Manios again. So, again, this 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day, which is half of the time between Mincha Katana and the end of the day, is gauged by Shos Zmanios. And we'll see more about this later on in Reish Samach Aleph. And this would be, according to this opinion, Hashlamas HaTainus. It would be the equivalent of finishing the fast. That which you're fasting Adachar until after Kabbalah Shabbos, until after you accept the Shabbos. Same thing would be if there's a fast day on Erev Yom Tov. Adachar, if you accept the fast on Erev Yom Tov, it would be Adachar Kabbalah Yom Tov until after you accept Yom Tov. However, with a chol, if it was a weekday, gam li yesh omrim, even according to this yesh omrim, lo mikri hashlamas hatainus, is not considered the finishing of the tainus, ad teis hakochavet. Because everyone agrees that in a regular weekday, if you stam accept the fast, that goes until teis hakochavet. Umachri harama. And now we're going to see the Ramah coming up. He's now giving us a heads up. And the Ramah is going to say as follows, the v'tainus yachid, when it comes to a tainus yachid, where a person himself accepts upon himself a tainus, so to be soimech lismoch ala yesh omrim delo yashlim, he can go ahead and rely on the yesh omrim and not finish the fast, and until should not continue the fast until physical chavim, but rather he can finish the fast already at Kabbalah Shabbos when it's a tainus of a yachid. But even by a tainus yachid, he says, and even according to the Ramah, as we'll see, it's better should Yifarish came b'shas kabbalah hatainus. It's still better to avoid the whole shaila, and this way it would be even according to the mechaber and the shulchan aruch when you accept the fast to say explicitly that you're only accepting it until Shabbos time, until you accept Shabbos. Uvid yeved ein zel akuva, but the yeved it's not na'akev, and you can rely on the Ramah that as soon as Shabbos comes on a tainus yachid, the fast is considered over. However, we'll see in the Ramah the tainus sibur chamira mizeh. It's more chamor, it's sarach lahashlim kadin, and therefore You should be machmir, the Rambam says, like the Mechaber, not like the Yesh Omrim, to finish until Teis HaKochavim. Va'atfilu t'nai lo mahani. And he says, when it comes to a Tainas Sibur, that t'nai is not going to help, because that's the Lavadi Day, Talia Milsa. It's not Talia on him. He's not accepting the fast. The fast was established by Hazal. V'tzibur shegazru alatzman Tainas mechadosh v'shvil eza inyan. However, he says, a Tzibur that was gozer on themselves, not like Chazal, but a Tzibur, it's not, he says, that's not from scratch. Let's say the Tzibur is gozer on themselves something because bad things are happening in the community. So that, Bishvil Eiza Inyan, for whatever reason they accept the fast, lo chamir kol kach, there it's not as chamir as a regular Tainas Tzibur, umahani t'nai, and t'nai will help there if you make it before you accept the fast upon yourself, and you would be able to then eat already when you accept Shabbos. And now we'll go back to the Ramah, and we'll see how he actually spells this out, like we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah. L'chein b'tainas yochid lo yashlin. So the Ramah here says, based on this, he's going to paskin a little bit like the Yesh Omrim. And he says, when it comes to a tainas yochid lo yashlin, then you should not finish the fast until Tzeis HaKochavim. You should not end it at Tzeis HaKochavim, but rather at the onset of Shabbos, that's when the tainas yochid should end. However, Toid Lefarish came b'shas kabbalah the tainas. But he says it's still better to go ahead and spell it out when you makabel the tainas, when you go ahead and you accept the fast. V'tainas sibur yashlim, when it comes to a tainas sibur, such as asor b'tevis, you should fast until Tzeis HaKochavim, v'hachinog, and that is the minhag. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chaf Eiz, b'tainas yachid. Tainas yachid nikra mishakibel alatzmo l'stanis b'erev Shabbos zeh. A tainus yachid is someone who accepted upon himself a tainus, right? And in this case, it would be on Erev Shabbos. He accepted upon himself a tainus. Osha darko l'sanos b'chol Erev Shabbos, or he personally has the minhag to fast every single Erev Shabbos, or Erev Rosh Chodesh, shechal b'Erev Shabbos, or if he fasts on Erev Rosh Chodesh, it's on Shabbos. I'd say it's on Erev Shabbos, or people fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, but if it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, that's on Erev Shabbos, you'd be fasting as well. But that's all Tainas Yachid. And he says, though, when it comes to fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh, he says, Hainu Osam Anashim She'ein Omrim Yom Kippur Katan V'Yom Chamishi Shalafanam. He says, this is referring to the people who, when Rosh Chodesh falls down Shabbos, they do not recite the Yom Kippur Katan Tefillah on Thursday. Because if they would recite it on Thursday, the Yom Kippur Katan service, the Elu Ha'imrim Misanin Damkei V'Yom Chamishi, because if they would be doing the whole Yom Kippur Katan and they move it back 2 days before Rosh Chodesh onto Thursday, that's when they would be fasting on Thursday as well. So obviously he's referring to those that do not fast on the Thursday, but rather fast on the regular Erev Rosh Chodesh, which would be on Friday. That's the Aliyah Rabbah and Siman Tav Yudches. Oh, another case of a Tainas Yachid would be Shemisani Yom Shemesbo Abed V'Imo, would be fasting on a yard site. Oh, or Chaf Sivan. Chaf Sivan is a fast that's mentioned briefly by the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah later on in Tav Kuf Pei, where it was instituted by the central Jewish communities of the 17th century in Eastern Europe, and it was done in commemoration of the tragedy that befell the Jewish people on that date, both during the Second Crusade and during the infamous Cossack uprising of 1648 to 1649. That's the Chaf Sivan fast, and he continues on the Mishnah Berurah. What else would be a Tainas Yachid? Or a person who observes any of the Tainasim that are listed in Tav Kuf Pei. And he continues on in the Mishnah Berurah. Kasa Magen Avraham, the Mishnah B'chol Erev Shabbos, the Magen Avraham writes that if you go ahead and you fast on every Friday, V'Hishlim Pam Rishon, and the first time you fasted on Erev Shabbos, you actually fasted all the way until Seis, so then, Tzarech Hokein Lolam, then you have to go ahead and be knowing this way. Same thing with all those scenarios that we mentioned before. Dimistama calls much Loisna Beferi Shein Daitu Lashlin Tamid, Armina Daitu Lidon Kein Yolam. This is true, as we said, for all the fasts mentioned above, as long as a person does not stipulate they did not intend to complete the fast every time, so then, okay, in that case, when he in fact completed the fast the first time, then we assume that this is his intention, that unless he stipulates that he's not going to act this way, la'olam, the assumption is that the first time he
committed in the fast of his Tainus Yachid to take the Kochavim, then you would not be able to rely on this Ramah that in a Tainus Yachid you go until the onset of Shabbos as opposed to Seis HaKochavim. And he says here as follows. Ulechatchilo, he continues on, Yoser Tov, Shelo Yashlem B'Par Bishon Shechal B'Er Shabbos. You should not go ahead and Ulechatchilo, the first time, you should make sure not to go ahead and finish, when you're dealing with a Tainus Yachid, finish the fast, end the fast, and Seis HaKochavim when it's on a Friday. Ukamosha Kasav Ramah, like the Ramah says. Ukadishalay Starach Lashlem Tamid, this way you won't run into an issue of having to always end the fast at Seis HaKochavim when you're fasting on a Friday. And he says that if the first time you fasted for a parent, a father or a mother in a yahrzeit, Erev Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh, Ushar Teinisim, any other fast on Omer El, and it was Chal D'Chol, what happens if any of these fasts, like a yahrzeit or Erev Rosh Chodesh fast or any other fast, the first time it fell out on a weekday. Uvachol, and during a weekday, everyone holds Halo Mashlim, and you're going to fast until Seis HaKochavim. So what happened in that scenario? Because the first time you did those fasts, you went to Tzeis, and now it comes out on a Friday. So he says, "Al Kain Yesh Poskim Desfirlu Dafilu Kishayera Acharkach Be'er Shabbos Gam Kain Sarach Lashem Atid Kochavim." He says, because of that, there are poskim. You have to be careful that there are poskim that say that if afterwards the yahrzeit will subsequently fall out on Erev Shabbos or any of the other fasts, these tiny yachid will then fall out on Erev Shabbos, since you first time went ahead on a weekday, because on a weekday you have to go to Tzeis, that's the stam assumption of a Tanis Yachid. So, the stama, according to the scripture, Taito Lis Naya King Tamid, the minhag will be to always go to Tzeis, even on a Friday. Imlo Kishahisne Befevish, unless, even on a, let's say, on a Tuesday or Wednesday, he stipulates explicitly, She'ein Daito Lis Naya King Lolan, that his das is not to always go to Tzeis, so that when it comes out on a Friday, he won't have to go to Tzeis, he can end the fast on the at the onset of Shabbos. But he says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Cholkin Al Zeh, there are those that argue, who sfirlu and hold, in Mistama Lo Kibel Al Atzmo, Mistama, when you go ahead and fast, when a person fasts on a regular weekday, so he, Mistama, does not, according to these poskim, he's not accepting upon himself to be Mashlim, Af Erev Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos, because he's on a weekday. But Erev Shabbos has its own rules. And Erev Shabbos, as we said, the assumption of the Tainus Yachid is, as the Ramah says, only until the onset of Shabbos, and therefore when he comes back from Shul, even if it's not yet Seis, he'd be able to eat. And therefore he says, based on the fact that there's a machlokes, al keng mishim mitztayer, if someone is struggling with it, yuchal lismo chal makilin, he could be makil, if he's hungry, very hungry on Erev Shabbos, and he's feeling he's not enjoying Shabbos, and therefore he'd be able to lechol tekef, he'd be able to eat right away, after the yitziyaso, yibet haknesses, after leaving shul, af shayom gadol, even if the day is still before you in a big way, meaning even if it's still not yet Seis HaKochavim, you'd be able to eat once Shabbos has arrived. So it comes out, summing it up as follows. We saw from the Ramah. The Ramah brings the Yesh Omrim that says that Shabbos, the onset of Shabbos is when a Tainus ends. The Yesh Omrim did not distinguish between Tainus Yachid and Tainus Tibur, but so when the Ramah at the end of the day, bottom line, that he distinguishes between a Tainus Yachid and a Tainus Sibur, and he says by Tainus Yachid, where you basically are accepting it upon yourself, so that's where when you could assume that it's until Shabbos, that there's where you can end the fast at Shabbos, but a Tainus Sibur, you should go till Seis on a Friday. He then says, well, if the first time you happen to have fasted on a Friday, you went till Seis, that will create some issues in terms of for the future, and therefore you should, if you're going to do that, you should make a condition, a tenai. But he says even the best thing to do is that first time not to go ahead and fast until it says, and he then brings down a machlokes, what would be if some of these other tiny yachids start during the week, where you for sure went until says on those other days, because that's what you have to do. Then there's a machlokes, what would happen if those same types of fasts, like a yahrzeit fast, fell out on a Friday, and there was a machlokes, and he says, if you're mitztayer, if you're suffering from the fast, so then you can be makil and eat immediately upon finishing ma'ariv and shul, even if there's a long time until nightfall. And finally, back to the Shulchan Aruch, who tainis chalom tzarech l'sanas ha'teis ha'kochavim. The Shulchan Aruch here says that tainis chalom, you have to go until tzeis, even on a Friday. And here the Ramah, Sifkat and Chav Gimel, says, Afilu Yesh Omrim, Hanayim Alei Amodim Zeh. Even the Yesh Omrim and the Ramah would agree to this. Everyone would agree by Tainas Chalom. Then you go until Tzeis, Sharei Afilu B'Shabbos Atzmo, Yachal La'askel L'Sanat Tainas Chalom. Because even on Shabbos itself, you can start a Tainas Chalom on Shabbos. You can fast for Tainas Chalom, like we'll see coming up in L'Kamah M'Simen Reish Peches. Therefore, for sure, Kal v'chomer, if you're fasting on a Friday at Tanya's Cholom, you go until Tzeis. There are poskim that argue the sovereign, and they hold the gam b'Tanya's Cholom. Even at Tanya's Cholom, Dai Lahamtin, even by Tanya's Cholom, you can wait until Sheyetze b'Tekneses Arvis. You can end the fast as soon as you accepted Shabbos, and when you leave Shul, you would be able to eat, even if it's still a long time until nightfall. The Bezemikri Ashlama, because these postgame hold that when it comes to Shabbos, that's considered finishing the fast once Shabbos hits. Aval Achronim Eskimu, but most Achronim are Maskim with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch, Dein Lahakil Bezeh, you should not go ahead and be Makil, the Kaven Shubim Neasakana, Levatel Levayah Chalom Ra, since the fast of a Tainus Chalom is to get rid of any Sakana and get rid of any bad dream, Shemelo Yoyo Levatlo, maybe it won't go ahead and be effective the fast to get rid of this Chalom Ra in Lo Yashlem and Alayla, if you don't finish and end the fast at Tzeis. Now, the truth is, we talked earlier, in a much earlier Yaimi, how today most poskim and many poskim hold that the Tainas Chaloms we don't have to worry about today because our Tainasim are not like the Ke'en Navua Tainasim of old. They're really just full of a lot of junk that was in our head during the day, and therefore most poskim, if not all, will very much discourage any Tainus Chalom today anyway. Ad kan.